True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's A-Wide, live and local, here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders, and we are here at Capital Ale House in Innsbruck, broadcasting live, as you can check me out here every Monday, recapping the college and NFL action from the weekend, and it's a special show today, as it is a Commanders game day show. All right, joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline is Michael Phillips, who's live in Kansas City. We call this segment Crosstalk on the Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on the Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on the Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
All right, Michael, paint us a picture, set the scene. Where are you? How far are you from the stadium? What's the weather like today?
Happy game day to you, Adam. It's been rainy ever since I landed in Kansas this weekend. Light mist right now, expected to move out by game time, but it will be cloudy and cool here in Kansas City. If you've never been to Arrowhead Stadium, it is an absolute treat. Loudest building in the NFL. The fans are passionate. They'll be at their smokers, best smelling parking lot in football, full of barbecue this afternoon. Then they'll all go in for the 8:15 kickoff. Cheer on the Chiefs. I am not down there yet, but will migrate down that way soon just to capture the smells so that I can share them with you tomorrow on this radio station.
And how does Washington win this game? Has your opinion changed, or is it like we talked last week, it's an old school, you know, keep away style game in which you eliminate a possession from Patrick Mahomes?
I go back to that preseason game where, you know, they had such a successful drive, that one drive with the ones, and, you know, they still didn't have Terry McLaurin, then they've got him tonight, but they used Debo Samuel, got him in space. They used Bill, got him in space. He was successful, and I think that was one of the takeaways I had last week from chatting with Cliff Kingsbury was he thinks the running game has been successful. He knows there's still room to improve, but he doesn't think it's been a failure so far. He really likes his running backs, and I think he's going to lean on them tonight, and they're going to have to carry the load. This is a big night for Sam Cosmi, who's coming back from injury. Big night, of course, for Laremy Tunsil at left tackle. This is a line that's going to be able to set the tone, but Cliff Kingsbury is going to be the one to get the first downs by scheming the run game, the yardage, and that will make everything easier for Marcus Mariota in the pass game for Terry McLaurin returning to action. I've said a lot about the offense, Adam, but as you know, I believe this is the game the defense has to put up a respectable showing. As so much hand-wringing over how bad they've been this year. They know that. DQ knows that. Joe Witt knows that. This is the opportunity to get back to the things that were going so well last year. This wasn't a world-beater defense last year. This wasn't a Pro Bowl defense, but they were consistent, and they got off the field, and they made plays. And this year's group just hasn't done that. It's a big test for them tonight.
Yeah, no, you're so right about that. But, you know, that's what I was talking about on Saturday on my show is, like, the defense was bad last year, and it might be slightly worse this year, might be the same, but it's the offense that has taken a step back, and that's how we get going again, is by scoring some points early in games and giving the defense a lead to play with, and then maybe they can get more stops. Michael, I was talking on Saturday, and I had some callers who made some good points here. So at one point in this game, I want to see a lineup. All right, that has Terry McLaurin out wide right. All right, we'll have Debo Samuel slot right and Zach Ertz to the right also. Who's on the opposite side? So you have your three best weapons on the right side. Who are you putting on the left? Because they're going to have one-on-one.
Who do you trust the most out of the rest of them? Like, I think the easy answer is to say Luke McCaffrey. He's earned it over the last few weeks. I think Jalen Lane's certainly a possible answer here. He just hasn't run a big playbook, but when he does, I've liked what I've seen from him so far. It's clear the coaching staff trusts Chris Moore, whatever we think of him. It's certainly clear the coaching staff trusts him. Robbie Chosen, he's a guy who's played in the league, right? You know, do you slot him into that? I'm not inspired by any of the four. That's a tough matchup for whoever it is, even if you're going against, a third corner, a fourth corner, a nickel or dime corner, whatever it might be. I don't know that I fully trust any of those four yet, but probably Luke McCaffrey is your answer just based on his surge the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think we're going to see Chris Moore, and it's going to upset me. I want it to be Jalen Lane. I wouldn't mind Robbie Anderson. I thought as bad as that team performance was against the Cowboys, he was a bright spot with his individual effort. So we'll see if he gets more playing time tonight. Changes defensively. I think we both want Marshon Lattimore benched. I very much want Joe Witt Jr. down on the sidelines. I don't think either of those things actually happened tonight, though.
I'm very curious. I agree with you. He's not coming down from the booth. I don't think that's happening. I'm very curious to see what defensive lineup they bring out, though, because they have teased at personnel changes this week. They have not tipped their hand in any way on what those will look like, what that's going to involve. I think fans will be watching and judging that lineup and how they perform. This is a referendum week on Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, right? You know, one of the knocks on Dan Quinn, he sticks with the veterans for too long. He's too loyal to his guys. We've now got a large body of work this season and last season as well that shows that some of these guys shouldn't be out there. Marshon Lattimore's the number one on that list. Is he willing to make that adjustment? Is he willing to make the unpopular decision, at least in his mind, and do something now in this moment where it's very much needed?
Washington against the Kansas City Chiefs tonight. So the latest with the injury report, Michael, Daron Payne's the big one?
To me, Daron Payne's the big one because he's been so disruptive. He's been one of their best players this season. Matt Gay is on the injury report. He was added on Friday, so they have until 4 o'clock today, Adam, to call somebody up from the practice squad or make a move. So I think we're keeping our eye on that deadline as well. So by 4 o'clock, we'll know if he's going to kick tonight. I mean, I'd remind you of that Giants game last year. Giants bring an injured kicker. He injures himself on the opening kickoff. Commanders walk off with a 21-18 win because they couldn't kick extra points. You know, these things feel small, but they can, in fact, be very large if the game ends up being close. So I've got my eye on that situation. You know, how's he going to play? Is he going to be able to play? Will he be able? Will it impact his range at all? His range is already, you know, one of the lower end of the NFL, right? You know, you can't trust him from 50 and beyond. How's that going to impact the game? But yeah, I come back to Daron Payne. His availability is the big one tonight. He's been so disruptive, such a playmaker, and you need that against the Chiefs. You need that against Patrick Mahomes. They will have to generate positive plays in order to win this game.
So, Michael, we know about the slow starts. Everybody's talking about the slow starts. Washington likes to defer. Will they change that tonight if they win the coin toss?
No, because it's still not smart to do. Somebody did it yesterday. I can't remember. Somebody in one of the early games did it yesterday. I was like, Awad would enjoy watching this. This would be his thing. This is a group that is still consistently better in the second half than the first half. Cliff Kingsbury is consistently a better play caller. The more the game goes on, the more he sees of the defense. Jaden Daniels, of course, was so good at that. I don't have a gauge on Marcus Mariota where he stands, but I am playing to my coach's strength, not to some sort of vague momentum thing. I want Cliff Kingsbury to have the more valuable possession when it is more valuable to him, and that is in the second half.
Yeah, I disagree. I want my defense to somehow be able to come out there and not be losing or tied. I want a first drive to end in a field goal or a touchdown. I feel like that's the only way you're beating the Chiefs, is if you score first tonight.
What if you double up around halftime, though? That's fun, too, when they do that, right?
But who's the good time management team and who's been the bad one this season? I mean, come on now. You think we're going to pull a fast one on Andy Reid?
Andy Reid's probably got Dan Quinn if we're doing skin tangibles on how they manage the clock. I would love to see that improve today as well. But like your earlier comment, I don't have a lot of optimism.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Washington wins tonight. Who's the game MVP?
I think it's whoever makes the takeaway on defense, whoever creates that big turnover. Hopefully, Mikey Sanders still, I know he's capable of it. We've seen it last year. He's been so close this year. He's had some bad misses. This would be a great night for him to turn the corner, turn the field, flip the field, set them up. I think offensively it's Deebo Samuel. I think if he can get 100 total yards, that will put them in a really good place, allow them to use the rest of the offense. But, man, you need a play on defense. You need something to spark this team. We haven't seen a lot of that this year.
Yeah, absolutely. MP, thanks for the time, man. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thank you. Catch you tomorrow. I'm going to go eat some barbecue.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. This is Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. You got the 804 broadcast game of the week on Friday night. Stubb, how was Friday Night Lights this week? Who got the win?
That was probably, I would wager, the best game we have seen the entire season. Just everyone was showing up. It was a fantastic match. Highland Springs ends up getting the win. But, I mean, it's absolute. Just the quarterback play, the receiver play, everyone was playing out of their minds. Super fun game to watch.
Awesome. So you can hear the Thursday night walkthrough with Gary and Gary and Friday night lights here on The Fan, the 8-4 broadcast game of the week. You're home for the Hokies and the Hoos, and the Cardiac Cavs get another victory in overtime against UNC. We'll bring on Hokie Steve to talk college football and University Drive at 2 p.m. But it is 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, which means I want to open up the phone lines. Clear the lines and open them up for Commanders fans. 833-804-0910. Give us your keys to victory and the pathway to success here on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
Look, it's been a up and down season, to say the least, right? It would make sense for Washington to go up when they've been down, and I don't know if we've been lower this year or even any time under Dan Quinn than that loss 44-22 to the Dallas Cowboys. They certainly fell back down to earth as the Broncos pretty much put up the exact same score against them that we did, and they got the win. Thank goodness that we don't have to go 2 mile high, that they come to us, because that place is just a very difficult environment to get the win. So it feels like, based on this season, when we've been down, we go up. When we're up, we go down. It's been up, down, up, down, up, down. We've been win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. We should have won the Bears game. We lost the Cowboys game. Can we go to Kansas City and get the win? What's it going to take? 833-804-0910. I feel like there's a split in this fan base where some of you are like, well, can we get a moral victory of sorts where even in defeat can Washington look good and get the train back on the tracks? And to those people, I would say yes. A strong performance would go a long way. This is the Kansas City Chiefs, the best football team in the last 10 years. They have a dynasty. They were back-to-back Super Bowl champs, going for a third in a row when they lost to Philadelphia, but they're still the AFC champs. I think they have the best quarterback and the best head coach currently in the league, in my mind. A good performance would go a long way. But there's also no really such thing as a moral victory. And I'd rather even get blown out by 20 than lose by 3. I'd rather lose by a lot. I want a competitive game. I want a reason to keep me watching. But that's where I'm at in this. Is I don't think you can get to a moral victory at this point in the season right now. I will say a good performance would go a long way with this fan base. But for me, the only thing on my mind is finding a way, like we just said last segment, to get a victory. Find a way. That's where I'm at. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Let's get to the keys to victory and pathway to success. Stub, the first key on the road is the key to the car, and you need long drives to win on the road. How do you stay on the field? It's simple. You convert on third downs. Third down conversions. And I saw this across the NFL yesterday. When you get into third and short, more often than not, you move the chains. On third and long, you get stopped. Defenses know what's coming. We need 60% third down conversions or more tonight. That is the first key to victory. I mean, it's just how we're going to stay on the field offensively. And if we can run the ball successfully, we should find ourselves in more of these third and three, third and four situations that we converted so well last season rather than this season, which, I mean, I would have to look this up, Stub, but it feels like we're dealing with an average of third and eight or longer this year. Just feels like so many times we've had third and long situations. And we've had games in which we've been awful on third down this year. That has to change tonight. Second key, once again, this is a road game, which changes the keys to victory. The second key in their house is the house key. Well, how do you go into their house and you win the game? You got to take the game from them. You got to take the ball away from them to win. Second key to victory is to win the turnover battle. We have got to find a way to get Patrick Mahomes to cough it up, or Pacheco to run into Frankie Luvu, who, I will say, Luvu has been getting better the last 3 weeks here in terms of those highlight play hits. Like, he destroyed Caleb on the sideline, the Bears game. He had a couple of good hits on the rock in the Cowboys game. We just haven't consistently seen the Luvu play that from last season, but I'm staying optimistic that maybe it's coming because I think he's gotten better, and he could certainly create a takeaway, or so could Mikey Sanders still. But I don't think we can win in their house without taking the ball away and winning the turnover battle. And the third key to victory is the key to the safe where you collect all the cash. And you can win this game even though the point spread is double digits. You have to collect this key. The third key to victory is an explosive first half touchdown. We have got to go into their house, take the ball away, and take it to them. That is a pass of 20 yards or more that ends with a touchdown. Or a run of 15 or more yards that ends with a touchdown. We need an explosive first play touchdown that takes the momentum. And as everybody's saying, whoa, look at Washington here on Monday night showing up in primetime. We got to go and win this game. We cannot play scared. We can't play to lose this game. We have to go out and win it. And that is Deebo or McLaurin or Bill or Zach Ertz creating an explosive first half touchdown. Keys to victory on the road here. Got to stay on the field. Long drive, 60% or more conversion on third downs. Win this game by winning the turnover battle and then getting an explosive first half touchdown. Your pathway to success, I think we have to get to Mahomes and bring him down at least three times. I think we have to sack Mahomes three times. Jacob Martin is one of your captains. I'm looking for him, Von Miller. Maybe Johnny Newton, because we don't know the status right now of Daron Payne. I will let you know when we find out officially if he's in or out. He's dealing with a toe injury right now that had him out of practice a few days this week. So three sacks on Mahomes. If we're going to drive down the field, we have to run the football and stick with it and go back to it in the fourth quarter when the clock is running out, and that is running for 100 yards. And once again, the quarterback of this team needs 34 or more yards on the ground. And Mariota's got one run of 20 or more yards in him. He always does. One of those times he is so sneaky good at reading the edge rusher. And if you commit to Bill, he's going to keep it himself and go around the outside at least once in this game. So I expect an explosive play from Mariota, but we got to be able to run it consistently with Bill and Jeremy McNichols or Chris Rodriguez. And the final pathway to success is no missed field goals. And that's the other thing. Matt Gay was dealing with an injury. He did make the trip up to Kansas City, but we do not know his official status for Monday Night Football yet. We'll find that out later today. It's Monday night from Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Michael Phillips joined the show. He'll be live from Kansas City, and he'll be doing his show tomorrow morning live there as well. Hopefully, it's a victory Tuesday. We're always available on the go with the Odyssey app, and that's where you can rewind to hear the first hour of the show today. We will continue with our Commanders coverage all day long, as well as going inside the NFL with our winners and losers of the weekend. Hokie Steve to talk all things college football nationally and locally, and you do not want to miss it. Plug in your phone to set an alarm for 2:30. We will go behind enemy lines with Soren Petro from Kansas City Sports Radio, WHB 810 in Kansas City. Soren's been kind enough to have me on his show throughout the years. It's going to be good to get him back on our show to preview Kansas City against Washington Monday Night Football tonight. And let me just say this. I'm starting to get really excited for Monday Night Football tonight just because we don't get very many of these, right? Whether it's a good season or a bad season, you only get 17 weeks to watch your boys play. And that's why last year was so exciting, because it felt like the season went on and it just refused to die, right? Everybody picked us to go to Tampa Bay and lose in the first round. Nope. We stayed alive. Then the entire planet picked Detroit, including some dumb Detroit radio host that came in and said, Washington doesn't know what they've got coming. We brought it to Detroit and came home with a win. So this team has proven in the past that they can go anywhere and get a win. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. That's the motto that Dan Quinn rolled with for all of 2024. But as I've told you, we've got to create a new identity for 2025, and that starts tonight against Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM from NFL to the college ranks. And we've got a top 20 team in the state of Virginia with the Cardiac Cavs. Let's head to College Street and University Drive on AWOD Radio.
Let's go to University Drive. Scores, rivalries, rankings, all the college football in the state of Virginia. We'll follow the action all season long.
Oh, yeah!
University Drive on AWOD Radio.
All right, Steve, I know Hokie Steve here joining us in the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning hot seat. It might pain you to talk Virginia. We're going to talk Virginia football, but I think we start with LSU firing Brian Kelly.
Yeah. I mean, are you surprised with the current setup, you know, with a guy, an SEC guy getting fired just about every week now? I mean, I thought it was a bad fit from the beginning, honestly. Yeah.
I mean, he faked an accent.
He faked the Cajun accent, right? I didn't think it was a great fit from the beginning. And certainly, you know, LSU, I mean, they were flat-out embarrassed Saturday night on national TV against Texas A&M. For the second week in a row, he's had to shake the hand of one of his former defensive coordinators. Clark Lee was his D.C. at Notre Dame. Mike Elk was his D.C. at Notre Dame. He's had to go over there and say, you kicked my butt. But guess what? I think $54 million is coming his way.
Yeah. I mean – it's just so crazy. There's no buyout right now that's too big in college football.
No. I mean, how about Scott Woodard, who's now the AD at LSU, who just fired Brian Kelly, who was the AD at Texas A&M, who fired Jimbo Fisher? His last two hires are now being paid a total of $130 million in buyouts.
Yeah, and there's no accountability for the ADs.
None. Absolutely zero, which is crazy. I mean, you're making these decisions – And then, you know, you cost your other school almost $80 million. Now you're going to cost your current school $54 million. And then you think, oh, I'm just going to go hire somebody else. If I'm the president of LSU today, I'm also asking him to step out as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's around the country. I think you could say the same thing in Blacksburg with the decisions the AD has made. But let's continue in the SEC. Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt. I never believed in Mizzou. All right, so I'll say that right now.
Okay.
But at one point, is Vanderbilt a team that everybody can believe in here? They've knocked off LSU and Mizzou in back-to-back weeks here. I mean, they don't have the big win this year, I feel like, because they lost that Alabama game. But if they get a win over Texas and then Tennessee, they're going to have those big wins.
Well, that's coming up. Obviously, they play. They're at Austin Saturday against the number 20 Longhorns. Excuse me. And then they've got, you know, in a couple weeks, they've got home games with Auburn and Kentucky. And then they've got to go to Knoxville at the end of the season. But they're 7-1, right? They're 7-1 right now. Even if they lose to Texas and run the table there, if they run the table, there's no doubt they're in. That's the fifth team that we're talking about getting into the college football player from the SEC. I'm just a Diego Pavia believer. I mean, I've seen it in person now 2 years in a row. They are not spooked by going on the road. I mean, the Alabama game was a 23-14 game. Alabama scored a cheap touchdown with like 15 seconds left. That was a ball game for a good chunk. And Vandy had the lead for most of the first half in that game.
Yeah, I'm just not sure at the end of the day their defense is going to get enough stops for them to win the big game if they do advance to the postseason. But who is the best team in college football today?
Right now, I'm going to say...
Don't tell me you're going to say Kurt Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers.
Well, you know me. I'm more of an SEC guy than a Big Ten guy. I'm going to say it's the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say Ohio State's right up there, too, as 1-1A. And then you're looking at Indiana, Texas.
What about Mike Elko?
I think A&M's good. I think I was looking at their schedule earlier and who they're finishing up with. They've got to play at Texas to end the regular season. Who else have they got?
They've got Mizzou this weekend. They've got South Carolina still on the schedule, but they seem to be a lock for the college football playoffs right now, because I think even if they drop one of these next four, they're still going to get in. Like you said, Bama's in a good spot. I think Georgia's in a good spot as well.
LSU is in a solid, solid spot.
And I really like what Lane Kiffin's done at Ole Miss.
Lane Kiffin is going to be making $15 million next year. The question is it going to be in Oxford? Is it going to be in Gainesville? Is it going to be in Baton Rouge?
Yeah. I mean, that's what's so crazy. He's got a top 10 team in the country, and yet he's certainly flirting with other schools, right? I mean,
his agent definitely is. There's no doubt about it.
But come on now. We know Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
He's having conversations.
I think Lane's a different guy than the Lane that coached the Los Angeles, the Oakland Raiders, the Tennessee Volunteers, the Southern Cal Trojans. I think he's just a different guy. It will not shock me. I mean, Ole Miss is going to have to pay even more to keep him there, but it will not shock me if he stays at Oxford.
I think he's the same guy, and I kind of love him. How about that post-game interview? Did you see that?
I did
not. So the player comes up to him, and he's, like, looking to, like, dap him up, and on air, as he's getting ready to do his post-game interview, he says, man, this guy's been talking crap all game. He came over four or five times and said how good they are and they can't stop us. I mean, he's so funny.
Lane is great. I mean, you know, if you knew his dad, which you probably don't remember, Monty Kiffin.
Yeah.
Monty Kiffin, the old guy, used to be the defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Bucks. He was kind of a curmudgeonly old dude, and Lane's just a younger version of Monty Kiffin.
Texas had a great fourth quarter comeback. They win in overtime against Mississippi State here. What do you think happens the rest of their season?
I'm not impressed with the Longhorns. I'm really not. I mean, they barely got out of Starkville alive.
Right.
I mean,
they kept their season alive there.
They did. The last 2 weeks, though, they've struggled to beat Kentucky. And then they almost lost to Mississippi State. It'll be interesting to see. Again, this is a huge week for them. They've got Vanderbilt, you know, at Austin. That's a big week
because
for them.
Because I think Sark will get offers, too.
Yeah.
I think Florida might be interested. I think there's might be some NFL teams that are interested, because I did hear the Titans reached out to him. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see the way that plays out.
Yeah.
It's so weird. We've got probably three coaches in the top 20 that are on the hot seat, and one of them just got fired.
Right. I know. It's the bizarre world of college football. I think Cignetti, I didn't mention Indiana in my top three. But the model that Indiana has gone with the last 2 years has broken a bunch of 80s brains out there. They are just going crazy, what's going on at Indiana. And then you have the pressure of Brian Kelly, you know, really not getting it done, not getting over the hump at LSU. Obviously, Billy Napier not getting over the hump at Florida. James Franklin not getting over the hump at Penn State. So now you've got 12, 13 D1 programs that have a help wanted signed out right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All right, let's get to playoff predictor here.
All right.
Now, there were some losses that certainly affected things last week. Who is your non-P4 school now?
It goes back to Memphis.
Yeah.
Because they've got last four games that they got, Tulane and Navy are both, they're hosting them. Both of those are at home. So, you know, South Florida had the had it sitting pretty for them, and actually they had a 31-17 lead in that game, or a two-touchdown lead in that game. They let it slip away. Right now, Memphis looks like from the AAC, the champion. Most likely the AAC champion goes as the non-P4.
Yep,
right,
so you've got Memphis in.
Yep, yep.
Do you have Notre Dame in?
I do.
All right, that's two.
Yep.
Let's get to the ACC.
All right. I think Miami is on the hot seat. I think Georgia Tech is the team that's solidly in right now, even with a loss to Georgia. They would also have to win the ACC championship game, but I've got the ACC now. I've still got them with two, barely.
So Miami over UVA, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many more wins until you'll believe in the cardiac Cavs?
They got to win more impressively than how they're doing it, in my opinion. They've got three overtime wins. Arguably, they could have had a fourth overtime game against Washington State. Very mediocre, to me, very mediocre deal Saturday, mediocre game Saturday against a bad UNC team. All right. I mean, listen, what Tony Elliott's done at 7-1, I believe. Listen, they've done a hell of a job. I'm just saying. If Miami is 11-1 and Virginia is 11-2, I think they're taking the Canes.
Right. No, I'm with you there. But if Virginia only has one loss,
right,
and it's the non-conference to NC State.
If Virginia only has one loss and then wins the ACC, there's no doubt. Then
well, that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. So here's how I could see it playing out. Like, Georgia Tech, I don't think is going to lose a game.
All right?
So Georgia Tech, undefeated.
You've got them beating UGA at the last game of the regular season?
Well, undefeated in the ACC, at least, all right?
8-0.
And I think if they lose that game, they're still in.
Okay.
So they lose to Georgia. They're 8-0. They get to the ACC championship game in Charlotte. Win or lose, they're in. All right? UVA, undefeated in the ACC.
Right.
Gets to the ACC championship and loses.
Okay. They're 11-2.
All right?
Right.
Miami finishes out, doesn't get to the ACC championship. Same record as UVA. One of those teams will get in.
Yeah.
So the ACC will get just two.
I'm worried about
Is there a chance that ACC gets just one?
I'm worried about the ACC only getting one team in because of what Vanderbilt's doing.
Well, I already told you last week, I'm guaranteeing five SEC teams.
Well,
it means more.
Right. So that's Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and Vanderbilt. That's five, right? So then
I don't know if I agree with you on those five because I'm not putting Pavia in.
All right. Well, okay. Even if Vanderbilt doesn't get in, then, you know, you're talking.
Because I'm thinking, I told you last week, Texas is not dead, and I still think that you look at Oklahoma, Mizzou, and Tennessee, they have games in which they can put themselves in the conversation.
If the SEC gets five in, then the Big Ten only – then it's either the Big Ten that only gets two in or the ACC only gets one in.
Yeah.
In that scenario, with Notre Dame getting in.
Well, the Big Ten's having a down year. I mean, Penn State's not in the conversation, right?
What about,
they were their number one team last year.
Right. So what about Oregon? All right, how does that, you know, they've got...
Oregon's in. In my mind, their only loss is Indiana.
Right.
I don't see them losing again to end the season. They're in.
Well, I mean, I'm not that impressed with what the Ducks have done. I mean, they've got what you thought was a good win at Penn State.
Well, that's my problem with the Big Ten. It's just they don't play good enough games. And Kurt Cignetti started the trend of, yeah, we're just going to play nobody good until we get to conference play. But, like, you look at Oregon's schedule. I mean, they've got no games right now that scream, we deserve to be in the top 10.
The question is, they've got USC at home in a couple weeks.
Right.
What Southern Cal team shows up that night?
Right.
They got to go to Iowa Saturday, all right? That's not a slam dunk game for the Ducks.
So,
this is not.
So, with the Big Ten being down, I think they get three teams in, but there's some landmines. If Oregon loses again, the Big Ten might only get two teams in.
Well, then, if the Big Ten only gets two in, then maybe the ACC gets. Excuse me, then they get two in.
Yeah.
So
but you're putting Notre Dame in just because you think they're going to win out?
I'm putting Notre Dame in because they will be 10-2, and their two losses will be by 3 points to Miami and 1 point to Texas A&M. Right now, both of those teams are in the top 10.
Yeah.
In the country.
No,
that's why I'm putting Notre Dame in.
I believe in Notre Dame, and I think you have to consider the fact that they did it last year. Right,
they went to the national championship.
Do you think that gets into the committee's mind at all? Like, hey, this is a team that made it to the championship last year and scheduled difficult on purpose. We can't hurt them for that. We should reward them for that, right?
That helps them. Again, what they've done, even with the two losses this year, like I said, three to a top 10 team, one to a top 3 team, and they're Notre Dame. That's what gets them in.
Let's go to the ACC coming up next when we return with Hokie Steve live from Capitol Ale House in Innsbruck. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, here on a Monday, October 27th, live and local in Richmond, Virginia, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House. This is Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and you will hear the official radio broadcast starting 3 hours pregame and going 3 hours postgame as well as Washington takes on the Kansas City Chiefs from Arrowhead. Joining us right now on the Hadeen Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline is Soren Petro, the host of the program on Sports Radio 810. What's up, Soren?
How are you, my friend? What's going on?
We're doing pretty good here, and we are ready to go behind enemy lines on AWOD Radio.
All right, AWOD Army members. It's time to go on a mission. A secret mission. Behind enemy lines. We scout out the opponent, break down the competition with intel and reporting from the inside. How is the competition planning to stop the Washington Commanders' offense? As we go behind enemy lines.
So, Soren, coming off of a 12-win season, expectations changed here in Washington, but we're without our starting quarterback. I do think this fan base believes in Marcus Mariota's ability to move the ball down the field. How do you feel about Kansas City's defense coming into this matchup?
I think Chiefs fans, I think Justin Reed made the T-shirt a couple of years ago, and Spags we trust. As long as Steve Spagnuolo is the defensive coordinator, that there'll be a pretty good game plan. He is human. I mean, he admitted that the Chargers kind of got him in the first game, throwing all the time and not really running, that they weren't really ready for that. We get this many weeks into the season, I think it's tough for anybody to suddenly change their spots at this point. I think you can identify what the leopard is, and so he should have a pretty good game plan. I do think that the Chiefs struggle to get pressure with just four guys. They do need Spagnuolo blitzes to consistently get pressure, but they've got a great defensive backfield. They got a great secondary. They're very deep at safety. They're very deep at corner. They've got a true number one corner and Trent McDuffie that they can travel with a wide out, and they feel like they can cover three, four corners deep. So, they're a tough defense, and the linebackers are very, very good and big hitting. So, they tolerate the run, get you into a passing down, and then he unleashes the blitzes and the secondary blankets everything.
Yeah, and I really do. Love Steve Spagnuolo. I've always been impressed with his defenses, and I do think that the Chiefs' defense has been criminally underrated throughout this dynasty era here with Andy Reid. The defense has kept them in games, and then, of course, Mahomes gets all the credit for the late win. The headline on ESPN, Mahomes on fire, Washington in desperation mode. What would your headline be for this game?
I want to be kind.
Let me hear it. Be honest. Is Kansas City going to walk all over Washington tonight?
So I guess my headline would be let the ass kicking begin. I just Washington with Jaden Daniels, I think would be a really scary proposition. And if I'm wrong, then what has happened is the Chiefs are looking ahead to Buffalo next week. And I think that is a very real problem. I believe that teams have letdowns off big games and look ahead to the next big game. This is not a divisional game. It's not a conference game. I think the bad news for Washington, in addition to all the injuries, Dorrance Armstrong and Jaden Daniels and, Deron Payne, if he's going to play or be hampered, You know, in addition to all of that, the bad news is that the Chiefs are still on the outside looking in for a playoff spot as it stands right now. If they win, they'll move, you know, a half game in front of Jacksonville, but Jacksonville has a head-to-head tiebreaker with them, and they know that. So they know there's no margin for error there. They're still in third place in their division because the Chargers won on Thursday night and the Broncos had an easy win over the Cowboys yesterday. So they know they've got to win just to stay within a game of the Denver Broncos when it comes to the AFC West. So, you know, were this a Chiefs team that were, you know, sitting with just one loss and atop the AFC West, I would think that this would be a scary spot for the Chiefs, looking ahead to the Buffalo matchup and maybe ripe for the upset tonight. But with the fact that they're still digging out of the hole they created for themselves by opening the season 0-2, I think you get a pretty focused Chiefs team, and one that finally, after a year and a half, last week finally got their top three receivers all on the field together, and even Rashee Rice only played 40% of the snaps. So when they have Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy out on the field, along with Travis Kelce, you know, they feel like they're going to be pretty tough to stop. They scored 30-plus points in four straight games, and Steve Spagnuolo's doing his thing on the defensive side. So there's a reason why, when you woke up this morning, the Chiefs were 5-1 to win the Super Bowl and the favorite ahead of everybody, even though they're still, like I said, right now on the outside looking in. So they're a really good football team that should still be motivated to take on Washington tonight.
I'm Adam Epstein. That's Soren Petro, and he said, let the ass-kicking begin. Commanders fans, it feels doom and gloom coming into this game, but everything can change with one win. And I totally understand what you're saying. The schedule's been rough for Washington. Feels like we get teams at the wrong time. I'd love to have played Kansas City 3 weeks ago when they lost to Jacksonville. Yeah. Now they're coming off of two of their best performances, maybe. Had a great game plan. I thought they destroyed the Lions, and then you blank the Raiders 31-0. The only positive for Washington is, well, we played the Raiders, and we scored more than you guys did on the Raiders. And it was actually Marcus Mariota in that game as we won 41-24. And for the first time this season, we actually did have McLaurin and Debo on the outside in that game with our exciting rookie running back, Bill. So I think Washington's offense will score 27 points tonight. I just don't think our defense will do it. And that's why maybe there's a chance that the Chiefs could, you know, blow the game with a couple fumbles or something, but something fluky would need to happen, it feels like, for Washington to get the win.
I think to get to 27 points, there's going to have to be some fluky things. Tip ball up in the air for a pick six. I don't think Washington's offense will come close to putting 27 points on the board. Not saying the team can't get there, because it's football, and the ball's not round. It bounces weird ways. Tip balls happen. And, you know, listen, the Chiefs, if you go back and look at the statistics against the Jacksonville Jaguars, they soundly defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars in every statistical category except for points. And it's because they threw a pick six when they were going in for a touchdown. That was a 14-point swing in that game, and ended up being the difference in the game. Harrison Butker has been struggling all year. Last week was the first week he didn't miss a kick or botch a kickoff, which was critical to them losing as well in the game against Jacksonville, where he started them at the 40-yard line on their final drive. So, you know, yes, look, it's professional football. Everybody's on scholarship for Washington. It can happen. I will point out on the Raiders, the Chiefs gave up zero to the Raiders. Nothing. The Chiefs had 30 first downs. The Raiders had three. The Chiefs put in Gardner Minshew for the last series of the third quarter. They played 2.5 quarters against the Raiders legitimately. They did not throw a pass for the last quarter and a half, and Patrick Mahomes had almost 300 yards passing in that game. So if the Raiders are the measuring stick, I would go ahead and take a look at where Washington was 2.5 quarters into the game and then measure it against what you're seeing with the Chiefs. They score more points than the Raiders had plays. The Chiefs had 31 points in that game. The Raiders' offense ran 30 plays in that game. So 31-0, it's not often you beat somebody 31-0 in the NFL, and it doesn't tell the whole story. It doesn't tell the whole story.
Soren Petro with us here as we go behind enemy lines. He's the host of the program, Sports Radio 810 WHP in Kansas City. I'll be honest with you, Soren. I think you're overlooking Marcus Mariota a little bit. Washington will score 27 points, or I'll kiss your ass on your show.
I'll pass. Married man, happily. All good in that department, but listen, Marcus Mariota does have it. Here's another reason. I think there are only five players on the Chiefs that were still there. One of them is the long snapper, and one of them is the place kicker. But Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and Patrick Mahomes, and Mahomes didn't play in the game. But in the 2017 playoffs, when the Titans upset the Kansas City Chiefs, Marcus Mariota was the quarterback of that Titans team. In fact, he caught a pass. He had a ball tipped up into the air. He caught it and took it in for a touchdown. It was a fluky day that day. The Chiefs were 8.5-point favorites in that game and lost at home, and that was the final game that Alex Smith started for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they moved on to Patrick Mahomes the next year, and they've done nothing but play in conference championship games or better every year since. So, listen, there are a few fans around here who will be like, oh, I remember what Mariota did. And, look, he's a competent – I've always wanted Marcus Mariota to be the backup in Kansas City. I'd like to see what he would be with Andy Reid, with Andy Reid designing things for him, and maybe the Chiefs would finally run a quarterback sneak if they could put Marcus Mariota in there and not have to risk Patrick Mahomes. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Marcus Mariota can't do some things. I'm just saying he's not going to score 27 offensive points tonight.
Soren, the Kansas City Chiefs are just 4-3 this season. It hasn't been the best season for them, but still, like you said, pick to win the Super Bowl, pick to win the AFC, and I wouldn't be surprised again. But they've had a few duds. They lost to the Chargers week one in Brazil. Like you said, Spagnuolo wasn't expecting how many passes. The Eagles got them. The Jaguars got them. I think that was the eye-opening defeat in that one. How would Washington win this game? How would Kansas City blow this one? What would it look like?
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that's going in Washington's favor is, you know, some of the injuries. Look, I mentioned the wide receivers. Rashee Rice was suspended the first six games. He just came back last game. Xavier Worthy was knocked out of the game and out for three games on the third play of that opening game against the Chargers when Travis Kelce ran into him, I should say, because he didn't run the right route and separated his shoulder. So, you know, they were, you know, those first two games, they basically played without their two best wide receivers, and I think that was a problem. They've gotten those guys back. The offense looks explosive. Really, since Xavier Worthy came back in week four, they've scored 30-plus in all those games, even though they lost to Jacksonville, like I said. But statistically, it really wasn't the offense. Well, it was the offense's fault for Mahomes' fault for throwing a pick six. But, you know, they put up plenty of points to win that one. You know, I think the path would be that, one, Josh Simmons is down. Now, Jalen Moore, who they gave a two-year, $30 million deal to play left tackle, when he left San Francisco, has played very well for Simmons. He's good, and Simmons has been, you know, great for a rookie, but still just, you know, NFL-wise, pretty good. You know, like playing left tackle as a rookie is a tough spot. But Patrick Mahomes makes you a lot better. His sack avoidance is as good as anybody's. He knows when to get out of the pocket. He knows when to move forward. He knows all those things. So they're in pretty good shape there, but it is a backup left tackle. It's not the guy that they would have starting. Jalen Moore's good. He's more of a cerebral player, where Josh Simmons is a tremendous athlete. Playing that left tackle spot. So they would be a little bit vulnerable there. And then their right guard, Trey Smith, is probably not going to play because of back spasms. He left last week's game. That's the other thing about last week's game against the Raiders. I mean, they basically played the entire game with 40% of their offensive line out. So, you know, that was an issue as well. And so I think that would be it. If the Commanders' defensive line were fully intact, I would think that they would have a chance. If Dorrance Armstrong were there, if De'Ron Payne's 100%, then that would be the path, is to get after Mahomes. You've seen it. You've seen the Bucs Super Bowl. You saw the Eagles Super Bowl last year. Even Superman, even Patrick Mahomes, looks kind of ordinary when guys are you know, knocking them all over the place. So that is the path to get there. I think Dan Quinn's going to have to find a way to get pressure. But, you know, there are all kinds of receivers available at all kinds of different levels. You know, I think that is your best bet. That, get the turnover. Hope that Patrick Mahomes has a couple of, you know, bad passes. He is only 6'2", so you can kind of tip some balls here and there and maybe create opportunity for an interception. I think that would be the path. And then probably control the ball. The Chiefs' run defense can be susceptible, but the problem with that is, you know, if you average 5 yards a carry, you don't go 5-5-5-5. You go 7-2-3-6, right? And at some point you go 2-1 back-to-back, and the Chiefs have you in 3rd-and-7, and then Steve Spagnuolo has you where he wants you. So Marcus Mariota is going to have to convert on 3rd down. I think that would be it. Possess the football. Keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline, because there's no reason to think that the Chiefs offense won't be moving up and down the field tonight.
Yeah, we got to steal a possession with smart time management, clock management at the end of the half, maybe getting the ball to start the 3rd quarter. But hopefully, I mean, look, Von Miller could be the kryptonite. He's been good against the Chiefs in the past. But, Soren, I appreciate it. You gave me some bulletin board material. I'm fired up because Washington will score 27. Still might lose, but I think we'll score 27.
I'll be watching that number. I'll tweet at you if you're right.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, thank you so much for joining the program today, man.
Always my pleasure, brother. Thanks for having me.
That is Soren Petro. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.